space, the final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us. We're back with another Revealing Better Results episode here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we're gonna talk about a subject today that affects the marketplace and jobs and businesses alike, and different organizations as well. And today's show is being sponsored by Exquisite Barista Services. Go ahead and check out exquisitebarista.com. Book your event for your tasty beverages daily, weekly, however you want it. It's a mobile business. exquisitebarista.com. And we're going to be talking about recruiting today. And there's many elements to recruiting, but we're going to be concentrating on business recruiting as well as job recruiting. But other types of recruiting styles are, as you would say, very niche. And for example, recruiting people to come to your event that you're planning on hosting, you know, you'll need to execute a specific type of recruiting style. And let's say if you were recruiting an individual to buy a product or service that you have, you know, that also requires a sales recruiting technique. And that's also a very tailored style that you'll have to use in order to recruit somebody effectively. And there are also many other types of recruiting styles or forms, you might say. But business recruiting and recruiting for the right fit for a job also has to be done in a very, very specific manner. If you're recruiting someone to join your business as a partner or an investor, you'll need to make sure that you and the investor slash partner are on the same page. You know, you can't be in conflict with somebody that you have recruited to work with together on something. You know, and there are many checks and double checks that have to be done in order to ensure that both parties are balanced with their commitments to doing business together. You know, you might start out by meeting potential business partners at a networking meeting, a social function. You know, from there, you establish trust with each other. And, you know, after building trust, you're going to begin to share ideas with each other. And recruiting the right business partner means that you've basically put your ideas to work. And, you know, the work that you put in, it's together, it's been successful. You can always, always move forward from those type of results. And right now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about job recruiting. And you've been listening to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, a.k.a. The Consulting Guy. And we'll be right back.
Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee, and later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration, they've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495. 704-659-3495.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Wild young man, now I'm a smart old bull. I poke you with my horns and a point ain't dull. My cup runneth over, my pocket stay full. It's never a dull moment, any day we can act full. Get your backpack and lunch, I'll take you to school. You say you want that knowledge, but you don't have a clue. Look no further, the seasoned vet, scholar wordsmith. I release audio dough for you to sniff. I cipher with lifers, I made a home to rhyme about it. I ain't glorifying, but the best are behind bars. Probably never make it home better than current stars. Buck 50 scar from ear to cheek versus raw. Songs and concepts up the par. Genius and insanity is never ever far. Walk the songs are par when you compare it to ours. Dismissing some seasoning, slacking that taste par.
Yo, I'm focused. Buenas noches. You hopeless. My dopeness go unnoticed. Words paint pictures. Most sculptures, vultures in my culture. And soldier, another juncture. Build the infrastructure. Killer still can touch ya. Busha, a hustler. Bear symbol, Russia. Singing dance, usher. My luster, combustion. Bam, hit Augusta. Adjust ya. I don't trust ya. Loyalty is royalty with buoyancy. Smile joyfully. I'm the shit where the toilet tree. Put it out, collect royalties. Plant seed, that's what the soil needs. Move, I need from the breeze.
Compute from NASA, that means Andromeda. I can say they center, I'm wildin' just like a silence, but I'ma line them up and watch it fall. Like Diamond O'Reilly, I'm part of a tally. Or the pop, the Peshada, Pacali, that's hot as that burn. Like the kush that I get from the valley while pushing for turns. You get found in the dirt in the alley, be nervous about me. I'm a threat for the niggas that shout me, I hunt them like bounties. Give a fuck about cities and counties. I'm crossing the boundaries, crossing the T, hanging by the T, like Jesus on the T. That's for doubt me, but that ain't no religious diss. It's just a form of bad punishment for niggas that claim to be king of running shit. Nigga, where I'm from, you get lit. Reach for the mothership. That's why when I ain't in the lab, I'm on some gutter shit. Fuck the club shit. Big brand, it's only lunches. You fuck with our food, you laying down where the rugs
hey,
is.
Yo, hurry, hurry, step right up, post. We up close, murderers. My mic sounds nice, right? We serving them. Metal jacket, army brigade. Let's get paid. Guerrilla tactics. Air like slime rhyme invasions. Microphone theme, my whole team superb. Still getting green. Why y'all niggas lean off serve? This is bench press over the chest. Let's get money, stay chisel fit. Lyrically swift, we going dummy, yo. Bummy clothes, runny nose. Rappers is hating this. I'm turning swine MCs to bacon bitches. Back to the basics, bitch. Hope you're taping this, I mean download it. I'm from the age of the golden shit. Before these kids started acting like white boys, popping pills and smoking crisps. I've been on some focus shit. Focus shit. Reminiscing when I was broke as shit. Sleeping on floors just to record some of the dopest shit. We were selling dopest shit. Lil weed, lil coke to sniff. If it's a show, don't let us open it. Cause niggas like us set flames to stages. And when the show's over, might just leave with your lady like that, niggas. That, niggas.
Yeah. We're back here for segment two here on show 62. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And I've been talking about recruiting today. And we went through some of the checks and balances and things to look for when you're recruiting business partners. And I'm going to dive into this segment here by talking about some of the aspects that encompass being a job recruiter. And, you know, being a job recruiter carries a big load of responsibilities. Job recruiters constantly screen candidates with backgrounds that fit the requirements for the jobs that are available to them. And, you know, recruiters have to consistently send the right candidates to their clients. They have to constantly keep earning their clients' trust. You know, recruiters for job seekers have also learned to expect the unexpected. You know, they know, you know, job recruiters, they know that they can't fool one of their clients by sending them an unqualified candidate. And, you know, many times candidates try to fool recruiters into thinking that they can handle a particular job or a career move. You know, when simply that's not the case, the candidate won't be able to handle the position that's being offered. And recruiters, they must be very meticulous and organized. You know, they have to have an efficient candidate tracking system or some type of software that allows them to, you know, access candidates in their database, candidates in their files. You know, because a client may come along and they may need to utilize a candidate's or a candidate in an emergency situation. You know, recruiters also have to use technology creatively in order to find the best candidates. You know, they may often tell candidates to send them a personalized video. And, you know, this video, it serves as a cover letter, so to speak. And companies and businesses alike have noted, and this has been researched, that, you know, using a video cover letter is a very useful tool. And quite often, they find the right candidate. And I just wanted to run some of those methods down to you and some of those requirements that come along with being a job recruiter and finding somebody the right position, the right fit for them and the client as well. And you know, job recruiters use all types of different creative methods as well, not just the video cover letter. They use other methods as well, online techniques and, you know, job posting and, you know, different things that we've all come to know. But I just wanted to, you know, list some of, well, a few of the more detailed and niche type of aspects that come along with job recruiting. And you've been listening to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And have a great week, everyone. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.